It was such a high price paid. Now, I can't say it was the highest price as Buddha or Christ, because that was life. you know, or Martin Luther King. It was life, you know. But I've been very close to the end of my life, and I feel that I've been given my freedom now. That I can act, I can be, I can live as I want to, and nothing can. There's no claim, no one can bind me, or there's no action I have to pay. I have no karmas to pay. You know, I have. I think all of it has been given back to me. That I'm free.
The voice of Alice Coltrane there, explaining her involvement and need for meditation. And the track is from bassist Rich Brown's brand new album called Nyaba, which refers, I think, personally to his own journey through the voice of a mythical griot or a storyteller, which is the title of the album. Really neat stuff. I really think that the care and the passion and the love, if you will, of all the things that Rich Brown has experienced lately are there just for anybody to say, hey, isn't this nice? Very fine album. I'm very impressed with it. And you will be hearing more of that too, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. And a great Canadian talent and a very, very busy electric bass player. And we've snuck into our second hour of our program today. It's now 11:06 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. All sorts of good stuff still to come. Well, I'm going to move into my historical segment for the next, I don't know, half hour or so, probably. It's about usually about that length of time. And I travel far and wide on my historical segments, going back a long way or maybe not that far and maybe a very long way, all sorts of different genres and styles. But every now and then, I get poked by the great fusion bands like Weather Report and Mahavishnu. And there's a great CD collection called The Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra, mainly from 71 through to 73, but with a couple of later live performances as well. It's a very neat album, and it really gives a great outline of the work of this incredible band. The main leader, I suppose, throughout is John McLaughlin on guitar, an incredible guitarist. And on a lot of these tracks, he plays either or both a 12-string and 6-string acoustic with Billy Cobham on drums, John Hammer on synthesizer, Jerry Goodman on viola or violin, Rick Laird on bass. There's the basic Mahavishnu Orchestra. I'm going to play a number of tracks, and with a couple of exceptions, maybe that's the personnel throughout. Sometimes they switch around with Hammer on keyboards or on piano or synthesizer, but basically it's McLaughlin's guitar and Billy Cobham's drums. And the strings that make Mahavishnu what it is. I'm going to play a few tracks from the collection. They're all on other albums, but this is a collection of a couple of CDs of what is called The Essential, put together by Columbia and Legacy. Probably about 10 or 15 years ago, but the music is all from the 70s, probably a little bit into the 80s, maybe. It's called The Essential. Going to play Sister Andrea, I Wonder, Dream, and Trilogy, those four tracks. Here is Mahavishnu. We'll be right back. Oh, yes. That 50 years, more than 50 years or so ago was that recorded. Turbulent times in the early 70s, and the music of the day reflected the sort of disruptions that were going on around the world, and the you know, you could be making peace signs or digging out your anti-war posters or whatever when you're listening to that. That was Mahavishnu Orchestra from the early 70s, from a 2-CD selection called The Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra. Remarkable band under the nominal direction of guitarist John McLaughlin. Some neat stuff. And every now and then, you know, I've said this before on this show, that my musical interests are all over the map. But every now and then, something will give me a little prod, and I've just got to listen to a certain sort of thing, whether it's some stuff from the 70s or Stan Kenton from the 50s, whatever my mood is. And you get the, hopefully the appropriate response to that in my historical segments, because you're sort of a victim of anything I happen to choose. But there is my historical segment today, some great Mahavishnu Orchestra from the 70s. And it is now 11:44 Central Time, and I'm going to take a second off. It's not, you know, there's not any great specific time when I'm supposed to do this, but it's around this time of day. So while you're taking a breath after Mahavishnu, you can find out just what it is that was broadcasting it to you.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, stay tuned. And this program, within all that information and enjoying all the ERP and other good stuff, is Voyage. My name is Keith Black, Jazz Between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays, and streamed and archived at our CKUW.ca website. So let's get on with some music after Mahavishnu. Back to the present day now, the very present day. This is a brand new release with pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and trumpeter Wodata Leo Smith. They're sort of different generations, if you will. I mean, Wodata Leo Smith is in his 80s now and is still got the chops and is doing an amazing amount of recording and with various partners, if you will, colleagues. Sylvie Courvoisier is a fine pianist. Her background is basically classically trained in her earlier years, but the good news is that she found her jazz itch, and as a fine jazz pianist as well. This two of these people, this is the first time they've worked together as a duo, and it's really a lovely and amazing album in many ways. The album is called Angel Falls. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Olu Opne, whatever that means, and Lightning. And the second one is Naomi Peak. Here are Sylvie Carvoisier on piano and Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet.